Global stocks showed mixed performance on Wednesday, weighed down by a stronger US dollar and uncertainties surrounding the upcoming US elections, according to AP. European markets began the day on a downbeat note, with Germany's DAX dipping by 0.1 and hash 37 to 19,414.73 and the CAC 40 in Paris losing 0.3 and hash 37 to 7,511.72. In contrast, Britain's FTSE 100 edged up by 0.1 and hash 37 to 8,312.97. The futures for the S&P 500 were also down by 0.1 and hash 37, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures dropped 0.3 and hash 37. Asian markets exhibited a similar pattern of mixed outcomes. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell by 0.8 and hash 37, closing at 38,104.86 as the yen weakened against the US dollar. On the other hand, Chinese markets posted gains for a second consecutive day, largely boosted by the central bank's decision to lower its 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates earlier in the week. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index advanced by 1.3 and hash 37 to 20,760.15, while the Shanghai Composite rose by 0.5 and hash 37 to 3,302.80. One of the most notable movements in Japan was Tokyo Metro Co.'s stock, which surged by 45 and hash 37 during its trading debut. The company raised 348.6 billion yen, approximately $2.3 billion, in its initial public offering, IPO, marking Japan's largest IPO since SoftBank Corp.'s listing in 2018, as AP reported. The recent decision by Chinese policymakers to cut rates was supported by further measures aimed at stabilizing the country's economy. State media revealed that a state-backed think tank proposed issuing 2 trillion yuan, about $281 billion, in special government bonds to create a market stabilization fund. This initiative is intended to ease hidden debt pressures and boost investor confidence in the markets. Stephen Innes, managing partner at SPI Asset Management, commented on the developments, saying that despite this bold proposal, there is a perception that China's authorities are playing catch-up, reacting to challenges rather than proactively getting ahead of them. Elsewhere in the region, Australia's S&P 200 index climbed by 0.1 and hash 37 to 8,216.00, while South Korea's KOSPI added 1.1 and hash 37, closing at 2,599.62. However, Taiwan's TAIEX fell by 0.9 and hash 37, and India's Sensex gained 0.2 and hash 37. On Tuesday, US markets had a relatively quiet session. The S&P 500 slipped by less than 0.1 and hash 37, and the Dow also saw a similar marginal decline. In contrast, the Nasdaq Composite rose by 0.2 and hash 37. The overall stock momentum has been affected this week by the increasing pressure from rising US Treasury yields. The 10-year Treasury yield remained steady at 4.20 and hash 37, a significant jump from the 4.08 and hash 37 seen late last week. Rising yields typically make stocks less attractive to investors, as they tend to prefer the higher returns from bonds. According to AP, investors are also keeping a close eye on the Federal Reserve's potential moves regarding interest rates. Many traders now anticipate the Fed may raise rates by 0.5 percentage point more before the year ends, based on data from CME Group. This is a stark change from a month ago when some expected a rate cut by year-end. In the commodities market, benchmark US crude dropped by 76 cents, settling at $70.98 per barrel. Similarly, Brent crude, the international standard, also fell by 76 cents, trading at $75.28 per barrel. The US dollar strengthened against the Japanese yen, rising to 152.77 yen from 151.8 yen. The euro, meanwhile, weakened slightly to $1.0786 from $1.0800, with inputs from AP and